Hey everyone, my name is Adam. Welcome to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. This week's devotional is from Ian Young, the middle school director at the Ridge. We hope that this will encourage and inspire you as you continue to grow in your relationship with God and others.
Something you may not know about me is that I used to play basketball for the Mountaineers, the Little League team in Weston, West Virginia. This did not count three-pointers. Foul shots were 1 point apiece, and everything else was two. It did not matter if I made a layup or made it from half court, they were both worth 2 points. This meant our coaches coached us to shoot inside the three-point line to get a closer and easier shot. However, once a year, at our end-of-season party, this restriction was taken off. One year, we had a party in one of the gyms we practiced in, and the coaches gave us some basketballs to shoot around, and I remember I shot so many threes. I don't remember how many shots I took, but I remember that I made 8 of them and was very proud of myself. So proud that I went to my head coach and told him how many I made, naturally expecting a compliment or some praise, maybe an NBA contract, who knows, but I didn't get any of those things. My coach responded, "Well, how many did you shoot?" This did not crush my confidence or my self-esteem or make me think I should retire, but it did make me rethink how good my jump shot was from three. It made me realize that if I wanted to be a great three-point shooter, I needed to be closer to making 8 out of 8 and not 8 out of a number I couldn't keep track of. I was blind to the truth of how skilled I was at basketball. This past Sunday, I listened to Pastor Tim's teaching, and it brought to mind a more important truth to consider. God's truth, which is the truth. Many people, both saved and unsaved, can be blind to the truth that God has revealed to us in His Word. We can take what our heart desires over what He says, which is a dangerous way to live. As the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is more deceitful than anything else and incurable. Who can understand it? When we base our lives, the decisions we make, and our perspective on who God is solely on what we feel is right and not on what God's word says, we are operating in foolishness rather than wisdom. In Proverbs 28:26, it says, "The one who trusts in himself is a fool, but one who walks in wisdom will be safe." This week, I encourage you to pause, slow down, and think about what you believe, about the world, yourself, humanity, and God. Ask yourself, why do I believe this? Where does this truth I'm believing come from? Then, with diligence and patience, relentlessly seek the truth. Go to God in prayer, read His word, and He will direct you to the truth and the way you need to go. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." And don't forget, you are not alone in your journey to discover and know the truth. We are designed by God to do life together. Ask a Bible-believing Christian, even if you are one yourself, for help, guidance, resources, or maybe just for a listening ear as you begin to process and understand what the truth is and how to walk it out.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.